Article 28. Processor. 3. Continued. That contract or other legal act shall stipulate, in particular, that the processor H. makes available to the controller all information necessary to demonstrate compliance with the obligations laid down in this article and allow for and contribute to audits, including inspections, conducted by the controller or another auditor mandated by the controller. With regard to point H of the first subparagraph, the processor shall immediately inform the controller if, in its opinion, an instruction infringes this regulation or other union or member state data protection provisions. 4. Where a processor engages another processor for carrying out specific processing activities on behalf of the controller, the same data protection obligations as set out in the contract or other legal act between the controller and the processor as referred to in paragraph 3 shall be imposed on that other processor by way of a contract or other legal act under union or member state law, in particular providing sufficient guarantees to implement appropriate technical and organizational measures in such a manner that the processing will meet the requirements of this regulation. Where that other processor fails to fulfill its data protection obligations, the initial processor shall remain fully liable to the controller for the performance of that other processor's obligations. 5. Adherence of a processor to an approved code of conduct as referred to in Article 40 or an approved certification mechanism as referred to in Article 42 may be used as an element by which to demonstrate sufficient guarantees as referred to in paragraphs 1 and 4 of this article. 6. Without prejudice to an individual contract between the controller and the processor, the contract or the other legal act referred to in paragraphs 3 and 4 of this article may be based, in whole or in part, on standard contractual clauses referred to in paragraphs 7 and 8 of this article, including when they are part of a certification granted to the controller or processor pursuant to Articles 42 and 43. 7. The Commission may lay down standard contractual clauses for the matters referred to in paragraph 3 and 4 of this article and in accordance with the examination procedure referred to in Article 93(2). 8. A supervisory authority may adopt standard contractual clauses for the matters referred to in paragraph 3 and 4 of this article and in accordance with the consistency mechanism referred to in Article 63. 9. The contract or the other legal act referred to in paragraphs 3 and 4 shall be in writing, including in electronic form. 10. Without prejudice to Articles 82, 83 and 84, if a processor infringes this regulation by determining the purposes and means of processing, the processor shall be considered to be a controller in respect of that processing.